Good afternoon, everybody. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Monday. And this news update is brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. With signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night, now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. A 33-year-old Imlay City man remains in critical condition after his Chevy Equinox rear-ended a converted military-style truck Thursday evening. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, the collision happened on Brown City Road, just north of Kohler Road, around 6 p.m. The Equinox became partially wedged under the Stewart Stephen truck, which was hauling crops, before veering off the roadway and striking a tree. Firefighters had to free the driver from the wreckage using hydraulic tools. He was first taken to McLaren Lapeer region and later transferred to Corwell Health Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. The 31-year-old driver of the military vehicle, also from Imlay City, was not hurt. Deputies said the larger truck had working taillights and displayed a slow-moving vehicle emblem. Investigators do not believe speed or alcohol were factors. The sheriff's office continues to investigate with assistance from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. A proposed recall petition has been filed with the Tuscola County Clerk's Office for three City of Carroll Council members. A clarity factual hearing will be conducted tomorrow at 8 a.m. by the county's Election Commission. The proposed recall is for council members Jill White, Heidi Parker, and Doreen Heady. There was also a proposed recall filed against Council Trustee Charlotte Kish, but because she is currently serving her last year of a four-year term, she is not subject to recall. The reason listed for the recall is the same on all three petitions. The petition says that White, Parker, and Heady to be recalled for violation of the Carroll City Charter, Section 5.9, for failure to fill a vacant council seat within 60 days. The petition for recall was filed by city resident Shane Pelega. The hearing will be conducted in Tuscola's probate family courtroom in the courthouse at 440 North State Street in Carroll. The county's election commission consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, probate Judge Nancy Thane, and Treasurer Ashley Bennett. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented on the petition is clear and of a factual basis. If it is, then the next step is for the recall petitioner to gather signatures of registered voters in the city. If the election commission deems the language on the proposed recall is not clear and or factual, that stops the recall effort. This is the second time petitions have been filed in an effort to recall some Carroll Council members. Those targeted in the first recall attempt were Karen Snyder, who is the Carroll City Mayor, and for Council Member Emily Campbell. The election commission deemed the language on those proposed recall petitions were not clear and or not factual, which stopped that recall process. And police agencies throughout Michigan will be participating in an effort to deter drinking and driving during the holidays. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway and runs through January 1st. Of the 1,012 fatal crashes that occurred in Michigan, 276 were alcohol involved and 246 were drug involved. Police agencies are encouraging motorists to celebrate safely and make smart driving decisions. During the campaign, there will be increased enforcement and messaging about the dangers of driving impaired. Officers will be on the lookout for motorists under the influence of alcohol and or drugs throughout the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. And we will be right back.
It's the holiday gift card event at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. Now through Christmas Eve, receive a bonus $10 gift certificate when you purchase a $50 gift card on site. That's a 20% bonus at no additional cost to you. And if you shop online, receive an instant 10% discount when purchasing online digital gift cards for Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. Bonus gift certificates expire on February 13th, 2026. That means two whole months to use your bonus, making a gift certificate or gift card from Louisville Smoke in Port Hope the perfect gift for anyone in your family that enjoys delicious, high-quality food. After all, there's a reason Louisville Smoke has been voted the best restaurant in the Thumb. So don't wait. Get a 20% bonus on all gift cards purchased before Christmas Eve. And be sure to book your holiday parties now as reservations are filling quickly. Book online at LouisvilleSmoke.com or on the phone at 989-428-3056. That's 989-428-3056. You can also order meat by the pound for your holiday event. And if you're ordering smoked meats, please call at least a day ahead. That's Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, the Thumb's best barbecue.
An Ontario man's winter voyage across Lake Huron has come to an unexpected stop in Port Austin. Stephen Milria, 36, set out December 2nd in a homemade houseboat with his dog, Mexicali, hoping to reach Chicago by Christmas. Instead, his boat became frozen into the shoreline at Bird Creek Beach as early ice formed on the lake. Milria says the houseboat has everything he needs to stay comfortable while waiting for a thaw, which he expects in late February or March. Despite the setback, he remains upbeat and views the experience as part of a personal journey of self-discovery that he hopes will someday take him all the way to Africa. Local residents have offered Milria food and support while Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen continues checking on his safety. Hansen said Milria plans to remain respectful of the community while he waits out the weather. And two one-time attorneys for President Donald Trump and an aide who all worked on Trump's 2020 campaign are scheduled to appear for a preliminary hearing in Wisconsin on felony forgery charges related to a fake elector scheme. The Wisconsin case is moving forward even as others in the battleground states of Michigan and Georgia have faltered. A special prosecutor last year dropped a federal case alleging Trump conspired to overturn the 2020 election. Another case in Nevada is still alive. The Monday hearing comes a week after Trump attorney Jim Troupas, one of the three who were charged, tried unsuccessfully to get the judge to step down in the case and have it moved to another county. And a law enforcement official tells the Associated Press that a son of Rob Reiner, Nick Reiner, was taken into custody today after the deaths of the director, actor, and his wife Michelle at their home in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Fire Department responded to a medical aid request yesterday afternoon and discovered a 78-year-old man and a 68-year-old woman deceased inside. Detectives are investigating it as an apparent homicide. Reiner, known for directing films like This Is Spinal Tap and A Few Good Men, was 78. He was married to Michelle since 1989. They had three children together. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, with signature specials, mouthwatering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April, 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. And remember, you can get news stories just like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.